Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we've got a very special event coming up here at the end of this week with the city of Scranton celebrating its 150th anniversary, once-in-a-lifetime birthday coming up for the city of Scranton, and they're going to be having a nice little celebration coming up on the 29th of June. Here with us to talk to us about everything that's involved for that day's worth of festivities is our sesquicentennial committee chair, Carol Eason, now joining us. So thank you very much, Carol, for being on.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Well, Carol, let's kind of hit everything that's going to be included in this incredibly action-packed, filled day of events. Let's start off with the morning stuff.
In the morning, we are starting off with breakfast with the mayor, but our highlight is going to be the parade. So we are starting that at 10:30. We still need some parade entrants, so if you're interested, you can just even show up that day. Registration starts at 8:30 in the morning.
And where do people go to line up for the parade?
Great question. The community center, right by the community center on the east side. That's where we're lining up and registering people.
Parades are always a big highlight for families out there, but then right after that, you jump into some other festivities there in the morning.
Yeah, we're really excited about a motorcycle, tractor, car show. You don't have to register ahead of time for that. It's going to be a People's Choice Award. So the top vote getter will be getting a prize, a little medal. They can also be in the parade on that day as well. So it's just up to them if they want to participate in both things. So it goes from about 11:30 to 1. We'll announce the winners, 1:15 or so, along with a few other winners of different contests for that day. It's going to be near Main Street, so on the side streets like Irving and some of those that will just be really close to the main events.
And then we go from there. We've got a number of things that are lined up real convenient, starting at noon after people quench their feasting habits with your food vendors.
Yes, that's right. Some of our food vendors that we have lined up are our Green County lamb producers, so I'm sure you want to come out and support them. We have Tiger Express, which is more of a Chinese type of situation. John 15 Vineyard will have things for sale. Wow Donuts, obviously donuts, Smokin' G's, and then we have Iowa Sweet Corn, brand new owner for that, and we're going to do corn on the cob.
After you get done scarfing all that wonderful food down, there's a plenty of family fun activities for people to enjoy in the afternoon.
Yeah, lots of fun activities. They're all free. We are going to have historical scavenger hunt for some of the kids in the celebration that want to participate. So it's going to take them around town and visit historical places, and they collect the little stickers and then run back, and there'll be a winner for that. We also have open carnival, inflatables, small games for kids in particular. We'll have a tractor pedal pull. We're going to have some rides, tractor barrel ride, and then also a really unique Ferris wheel. It gets pulled by a lawnmower. So
that is pretty unique.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it, and it looks very fun. So
sure.
We'll have family games as well. So from perspective of yard games, having fun with your family, a frozen t-shirt contest for children as well. Face painting is going to be available. Of course, lots of kids love to get their faces painted or arms. A couple other things that are really unique to us are the wood carving. We have Andy Clint coming, and he does chainsaw wood carving. And he's actually donating a piece for us that we will be raffling off.
Speaking of the raffle, let's talk a little bit about not only the wood carving, but there's another item up for a raffle.
Yeah, we have a wonderful quilt that our local quilters made out of materials donated by Doris Tallstor's family. So we have the quilt, and we have a donation from Andy for the wood carving, and tickets are available at People's Bank and at City Hall. It's $1 for each ticket, but if you want to get 7, you can get a bargain for only $5.
So then we go from all that really fun, exciting stuff there in the afternoon, and we go a little bit later in the afternoon. Talk to us about what's going to be happening mid-afternoon on.
So our adult beverage tent will be available starting at noon, and then we also have some unique things like a quilting discussion. Joanne Schnebley will be doing a talk on quilts and have some quilts for display. We'll have line dancing by Petra, and then we have a bingo if you want to get in, and maybe it's too hot, it'll be inside. So lots of things happening that are available for people.
And then let's talk a little bit about this alumni play and choir thing that you got going on later on in the day.
Yeah, so Bob Reck, former music teacher for Scranton, actually has been working really hard with some people putting a play on, as well as he's solicited choir members. The unique thing about this is that not all the choir members are local. So people are coming in from out of state, and they're starting to learn their music on their own. And so at this point, it's going to be fantastic. And we'll have a slideshow of history throughout Scranton. So,
oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Where does that take place and at what time?
That's at the gymnasium, and we have it starting at 4:15.
All right. And then for those that want to stick around in the adult beverage garden, you've got some musical entertainment to wrap up the event.
Yes. A DJ, Denny Matthews, is coming to provide music and fun for the night.
Now, this, of course, this whole thing, it only happens once a lifetime, 150th at your city turns. Could not probably be pulled off without some sort of support from organizations, groups, individuals, from businesses to volunteers. So just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. We started soliciting for funds, asking our local businesses. Many of them came up and donated nicely. We also had individuals donate to us to get us started. And we're very grateful for all of the monies, big and small, that we've received. The city council actually commissioned us back, it was about 2 years ago, to plan and get this organized. So they've been supportive. A couple of them are actually on the committee, so we're grateful for that too.
And now I'm sure there's got to be some sort of keepsakes that people can probably purchase either ahead of time or the day of the event to commemorate the 150th.
Yeah, we have memorabilia. We are selling that at City Hall right now. Or you can also go to the website. And then once you go to the website, it has the prices and such. We don't have a form necessarily to order it. So you just do a contact us and an email. Tell us what size T-shirts you want. So we've got T-shirts, koozies, magnets, note cards. And then we also have old postcards, pictures from way back when. So bargains on that. Nice. Some commemorative coins and then a small canvas bag.
You mentioned your website. Can you tell us what that website address is?
Yes, www.scranton.com. S-C-R-A-N-T-O-N, Sesqui, S-E-S-Q-U-I, 2019.com.
Excellent. Okay. So, and of course, people can also find that information on your Facebook page as well. But Carol, if you wouldn't mind just kind of wrapping up our program here today by telling us that pertinent information of when your event will take place and some of the highlighted times of when things will get kicked off.
June 29th, an exciting day. We're hoping for really good weather, not too hot and not raining. So,
there you go.
And then it'll start 8:30 with breakfast with the mayor, but then go throughout the day. Lots of different activities. Come to as many as you can. Stay with the family, bring blankets, yard chairs, and then we wrap up at the end, probably around 11 or so, with our DJ and adult beverage tent.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with the event chair for the Scranton Sesquicentennial Celebration on Saturday is Carol Eason, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.